Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Yeah.
Todd got your boy Simeon, huh?
Yep.
As a backup.
That's right.
Which you needed. Because you sold your whole quarterback staff.
And Lindog's on Twitter going.
Yeah, I understand what that meant.
Todd can't have nothing.
Yeah, you can. You got cousins.
I think that's beat down Bronco fan not having a lot of faith in Trevor Siemian.
That might, but
he was the man for about 3 weeks.
And he's also a backup.
Yeah.
And who's excited about their backups anyway? You got a guy in there that fits the cap.
I saw a headline that said
that's what we all do. We have a guy, you know, we have a guy that fits the cap.
I saw a headline that said the Vikings get their Nick Foles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their backup quarterback that can win them a Super Bowl.
In case,
yeah.
In case if Cousins would go Cousins, down?
Yeah, that was the headline. Wow. He makes like $700,000 a year.
Is that what he's making?
Yeah, so like.
that's what he signed for?
Yeah, that's what the deal was. Yeah. So if the Broncos thought, who had a pretty good long look at him, if they thought he was worth anything, then you hang on to a guy at $700,000, don't you?
Well. Yeah, did Broncos fans everywhere just collectively go, nope?
Yeah.
No, nope, he's not.
Once again, it wasn't. I don't care. The Vikings needed a backup. They got a backup.
Yeah,
a guy.
Yeah,
starting, sure. Starting experience.
Experienced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
get
that's
two starting
what you
quarterbacks. And when you do have a decent guy right behind you, he always leaves because somebody offers him money. Look, remember how Flynn kicked ass for one year, and then he
Russell
left.
Wilson took the job.
Matt Flynn kicked ass for one game.
That's right.
And got one game.
Goes back to the Scott Mitchell days. That's an old reference, but he filled in for Marino, got a major contract with the Lions.
Yeah,
it was awful.
Because he had one good game or two good games.
That's what they're called backups
Matt
for.
Matt Flynn made like $20 million off of that one game.
You don't want to see the backup.
Yeah, the Seahawks and the Raiders gave Matt Flynn a look. No, I can't have nothing. The guy holding the clipboard.
Yeah.
Is Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, I don't get that.
No, no. I mean, he sucks, but he's a perfect backup.
Right.
No, it's really not a game changer.
No.
In a perfect world, he doesn't play.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't deserve I can't have nothing.
No, I didn't understand what that meant either. I saw the tweet. I'm thinking, what's he talking about? So I was looking around thinking, oh, is that it?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out the context of that.
Now, later on in the night when ASU lost, Todd can't have nothing.
True. That's true. And they did lose last night.
But Todd didn't really expect anything. Out of Arizona State.
Yeah, why not? Hurley's a good coach, a decent team this year.
12-0 start.
Yeah, they were really good in November.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of 12-0 starts in college basketball.
But you can make a run if you're 11 seed. You get in there.
You can make a run as 11.
Ain't like they're going to get their ass waxed by Penn. I mean, by Kansas.
Right.
At Penn.
They weren't falling onto a one line.
Right.
Yeah. But they started out really good and then faded throughout the season.
Right.
So. I think they shot their wad.
Maybe their
own hype.
Hey.
And it went downhill from there. Yeah. Yeah, because of that, the Pac-12 has one team in the tournament.
Who's left?
One team. Arizona. Cheating-ass Arizona.
Right.
They got one team. The Pac-12.
Yeah. I know.
That doesn't make any sense to me. We're minutes to the bracket deadline.
I filled mine out last night.
I have not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Game started
just
a couple of hours.
Speaking of that, the Omaha Tap House. Open at 10 for basketball this morning, both their locations. I'm sure a lot of bars are going to be open early, too, all over the country.
Good setup and great food. Mm-hmm. And Obama tweeted his bracket out.
Yes, she did. Yeah. And the female bracket, too.
I always take note of that one.
Yeah.
Because I wonder why he does that.
Because he's the president and he respects women. Remember those days when we respected somebody in that office and actually respected other people? It's crazy, I know.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Well, can you imagine Trump laying out his women's bracket?
Oh no!
Think about it.
He don't do it. He won't do a man's bracket.
Yeah. He'd lay out porn stars. I'd pick her over her. I'd pick her over her.
I'd just grab her right in them.
And his daughter be in the final four.
But I'm guessing Obama filled out brackets before he was president.
And after and during president.
And he still continues to do it because a lot of people like to do that.
He's got Carolina, Virginia, Villanova, Michigan
State.
His tweet actually
said, basically, I don't got much to do these days, so I'm going to throw this out there for you. It was great.
Pretty much. Yeah. Picked Michigan State to win it all, which is kind of funny since they're in a little bit of hot water.
Did he fill out his entire bracket?
Yeah.
Or just give you the final four?
No, he goes through and picks each one and then signs it. And that's an exciting release. I have so many holes on my bracket to fill out. I'm going to spend at least a minute or so taking care of that later.
You go back. I just go in.
I go backwards only because I seem to be more familiar with the brackets or the regions that way. It's always helped me be able to understand where the teams are and stuff for these purposes.
Colors or mascots. In years past, we've done that.
I got Limscum winning it all.
Oh my God! What did
last year?
What did we do last
blue.
Year?
It was something about blue.
We did do a blue bracket.
Blue always won.
That's going to be my second.
Blue had to be the dominant color.
That's right.
Right.
That will be my second bracket again this year, so we'll be able to talk about the bracket.
Right. You're going to go blue again?
Yeah, I'll go blue.
Yeah. I got Kansas winning it all, blue. So that'd be blue. I got Kansas versus North Carolina, actually.
Right. Was it the blue? Royalist blue, or was it the darkest blue?
The darkest blue. Darkest blue always won.
All right. I will
do
work
that.
On
do
that
one of those blue brackets.
Wow. I think I inadvertently. Are we going to give Arizona credit for blue? Because, I mean, Navy's a pretty.
Blue in there.
You know what? They are basically red, white, and blue. In fact, they're more blue than they are red.
Okay, then I have
the uniforms. Sometimes the football uniforms, they'll come out in red on uniform, but they do dominate. If they're old school uniforms,
then
are
I have
always dominant red.
I have blue in all four of my final four.
They're dominant blue. Right.
I got blue in all of my final four teams.
It's one of their main colors, and obviously blue is a real main color for Arizona.
Yeah,
counts.
It's a real dark blue too.
Yeah. I'll go to the official school colors.
You always do that.
Exhaustive research. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm excited now. Who's bluer?
I'm excited to fill out a bracket.
Blue.
That thing did pretty good last year.
It did
better than my actual bracket.
Yep.
Which I spent minutes on.
Carolina won.
Okay, well, blue. There you go.
But light blue. They would have lost to a dark blue.
Who'd they lose to in the finals?
In the bracket.
Who'd they beat in the finals?
I don't know. It was last year, man.
Isn't that crazy?
It was so important.
You guys are all just thinking. Who'd held Carolina beat in the finals last year? Yeah, exactly. That's what. So that's exactly
Seton Hall,
right? Yeah, the only thing we ever know is a Super Bowl
every year.
You ask me about who won the World Series. Sometimes I go,
I'm with you.
And who they beat?
Yeah, but we normally remember the loser of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
You're right.
Yeah, you don't remember who takes second.
Who Carolina beat?
Gonzaga.
Hey! Yeah.
We lost that.
Pulled that
Gonzaga's
out of my
got
boot.
A dark. Isn't Gonzaga a darker
They're
blue?
Dark blue.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was South Carolina, Gonzaga, Oregon, North Carolina.
That's
in the
right.
Final
that's
four.
Right. The Final Four. I remember that. Yeah.
That's right.
It was a Dana.
Yeah, there's no blue in Oregon. I'm surprised they made it that far.
No, I know.
Nah, you never know. They change uniforms. They could throw blue in there.
Yeah.
All right, blue bracket coming up tomorrow.
Good.
Tiger Woods, the Vegas favorite, in a great field at Arnie's Place in Bay Hill. Arnold Palmer, and an interesting stat. Not really interesting. It's not
He's
a fun fact.
The favorite?
He's the favorite, by far the favorite in Vegas
that's
a, right now.
It's gambling. That's all
it
that
is gambling. But now he has won eight times there. He's won four of the last five
that's
times
true.
He's played
that's
there.
True. And he might have been the favorite if he didn't make the cut this past week.
Chance.
Because of money.
Maybe not.
Okay. Making the cut and losing by four strokes last week, or 10 strokes Two. Last week, he'd still be.
Oh.
The favorite, I bet.
Right.
Yeah.
He's kind of the prohibitive favorite, though, actually, this week. I guess he has like two or three holes at home or something like that, and they are
designed after that.
Yeah, climate-wise, it's the same basically as this course based on where he lives, geography.
I'm
so
guessing he might have
he's got like the exact same conditions.
He's a single man. He's got more than three holes at home, I guarantee that.
Hey.
And historically, he has done well on this course.
Absolutely, yeah. Historically, he's dominated, actually, when he's played. Yeah. And this club head speed, all right, It's something that has changed kind of golf because of the way that these players want to dissect every part of their swing. They want to know everything about it.
Still got to hit it right.
You still got to hit it right. Club speed has a lot to do with a lot of the things to be successful on the tour. And the average club head speed on tour.
Right.
Just hold on a second here. 113 miles an hour, right? Yeah. Your average amateur is 90 to 95.
And what are we, 60?
Well, Todd actually has data on that.
Yeah, I had my swing checked.
Did you just swing as fast as possible?
No.
Or did you swing like you were hitting a ball?
No, this is after I was warmed up.
What'd you hit?
I just swing the club between 90 and 95 miles
all
an
right.
hour.
Yep.
So I'm an average amateur.
No, you're not, actually. Oh.
Yeah.
An amateur, sure. You would lose your ass on an amateur tour.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I'm a hack.
Okay,
recreational.
Yeah,
there right. we go, maybe.
I'm not
yeah.
a pro.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, average recreational.
Oh, I thought you meant they were just amateur, like amateur guys trying to make the pros.
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Just
they're
the,
higher.
You know, the great population of golfers is 85 to 95 is their swing speed. Now, Tiger Woods is second on tour this year. They've compiled this stat now. This is data that they keep. His average swing speed's 122. He's faster than Rory McIlroy,
yeah.
who is well, known
he,
for.
He was the best.
So I'm just saying, like, there are things that he is doing again.
We need a so Tiger.
So, Tom.
We really need a so Tiger.
Okay, everybody be quiet.
We just need to, yeah, just say so Tiger. Do the bit. Do it. I'm serious. Do the whole and just get into it like you would with Brady.
Yeah, I got to get into it.
Quiet.
So, Tiger.
Good. It's almost choking.
Yeah.
Which would be appropriate because he's a.
It would be.
He's a black.
Probably a little more sizable than Brady.
Although he's got half Asian in him.
Oh, we saw those fappening pics.
Oh, that's right. That's we didn't right. see the fappening.
Ones from Lindsay's phone.
It would sound like that, Petey. Good method acting. That was good.
Oh, well, you had to summon my inner so Tom.
You did. I want that clip for like the rest of the golf. Until Tiger retires, you're going to hear that.
Excellent. Means we'll be working for a while.
Yes, you're
That's
right.
Great. All
That's
right.
That's true.
Now, Tiger's on the course. He's even through four holes. So nobody's really sprinting out there. It'll be in the afternoon tomorrow. And I think it's really interesting to watch how – because remember last week at the tournament in Tampa, the ratings were the best non-major golf ratings they'd had. They were the most streamed events in golf that were non-majors.
But if he's not anywhere near, they're going to get buried by basketball.
Sure, but that's what I'm wondering if he is in it. And tomorrow he's in the afternoon right up against it.
It doesn't matter during the weekdays. Sunday's what matters.
Saturdays and Sundays. And that could be all matchup driven. You know, the NCAA, like...
People watch anything, though. They're gambling during basketball. That's
sure,
all that matters.
But also sometimes uninteresting games, you know. So right. it kind of sets up the selection show ratings,
so
by
Gonzaga.
The way.
Oh.
The selection show ratings, and this is so obvious to me now that I think about it. It was the lowest in the history of that show.
Because
the information is readily available. Nobody needs to sit there and watch a program to see the bracket anymore.
Nope.
No.
You know, you almost had to, like, write it down if you wanted to get a head start back in the day. You
right.
know? And anymore, no, you just Google it. Check it out.
Yeah, homework was harder back then. If you were serious about filling out your bracket.
You guys know who Joe Thomas is?
This sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
But I might know from a different whatever you're talking about. Who is it?
He's played for the Cleveland Browns for 11 years.
Oh,
Joe
yeah. He's a, oh, yeah. He was a
lineman.
Hall of Fame lineman. Yeah.
Yeah, he will be a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was a pro bowler for like 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And he has to retire right when the Browns might be decent.
When they look like they're going to be good.
Yeah, but he's old, man.
He says physically he can't do it anymore.
I thought that bastard toiled with the Browns for years, was a pro bowler every year, and now he can't. Yeah.
How old is he?
35, probably.
Yeah, I actually don't have that written down.
I think he's the one that had the story about that at one point some quarterback came walking into the game and he went, "Hi, I'm Joe. Who are you?"
Right.
He introduced
on
himself
the
in the huddle.
That's
like,
hilarious.
I'm Joe. Who are you?
And think about this. He played for an awful team. He had zero playoff games. Only one time did he play on a team that was above 500. But in those 11 seasons, his streak of 10,363 consecutive plays, not like he didn't just start games and then take a break in the fourth quarter.
Right.
This dude played every play that he was able to play.
They must have kept
that whole time.
They must have kept paying him after because he would have left years ago. He must have had the max contract.
Yeah. I'm curious when they started keeping that stat. How many consecutive snaps a guy has played?
I don't know. That's true.
Why? I mean, yeah.
I wonder if they probably did that. I wonder if they did the
60s or 70s. Because they're not sure that they kind of assume he has
this
record.
Like the it's like the sack record. That's not – he doesn't have that. Strahan doesn't have that.
Oh, yeah. Deacon Jones should have probably been.
Deacon Jones has like 60 a year or something like that.
I forget when they started.
So, Deacon. Right.
Counting the sack.
Well after Deacon Jones.
Yeah, I think I want to say it was early 80s.
80s, yep. You're right, Puss. It was the 80s.
And Joe Thomas, you may get to know him a little bit better. Reportedly, he's going to be on Fox's football coverage in the booth.
1982.
Thank you.
it became an official stat in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw they had him on ESPN here early month or so ago, and he was a good broadcaster.
Very good.
He'll be good on TV.
Doesn't hurt.
Very good.
You don't hurt yourself in the booth.
And the Browns signed Carlos Hyde, too, who's been a pretty good little running back with the 49ers, and they're going to pay him for a few years. So people are wondering if that means they won't take Saquon Barkley.
For Saquon's shape.
He wouldn't be the workhorse.
They're
getting
better.
Somebody, yeah,
getting better now.
They are. It's interesting. And Carlos Hyde, you know, this happens a lot, actually. And
I'm just pissed off that they took off Chief Wahoo from my Browns logo. No, I'm sorry. No, really?
Okay. He was never a Brown.
I think he was the Indians.
It's also racist.
Carlos Hyde, when he was playing for the 49ers, this might have even been when he was still at Ohio State, tweeted something about Cleveland sports are horrible back in 2011.
Yeah, be careful what you say.
People have dug that up. And then the Big Lead, which is a spinoff of USA Today, put together some other great moments in sports twitting, which are ironic. James Harrison in 2013.
Yep.
Tweeted out, it's hard to win a Super Bowl without knowing what the other team's plays are, huh, Bill?
Yep.
Hashtag Spygate.
Yeah, and screw Harrison, by the way. He didn't win the Super Bowl this year.
He's a Patriot. Dak Prescott.
No ring for Harrison this year.
When he was at Mississippi State, said, I'm done taking up for Romo.
Yep.
Well, he just took his job.
Right.
And this is my favorite one they found from 2010, Kevin Durant. So now everybody want to play for the Heat and the Lakers? Let's go back to being competitive and going at these people.
Ah, there you go.
And then he dream teamed it up himself.
Yeah, pussy. Yeah.
Man, this is like standard operating procedure now. Some dude switches teams, and then they just immediately
go back
to his Twitter feed and go, where were you bad-mouthing
me? That's right.
You know it happened.
Puss switch teams, by the way, but he hasn't tweeted about it yet.
Big H.
You ain't complaining.
No, I'm not.
And you should.
But we'll dig it back up. You go back.
Don't make an official record of it.
Just continue to
do it. Some tweets just don't age well.
No, they don't.
It can't come back to haunt you.
I don't like guys. That was Puss's tweet. And, of course, it changed.
Now, I always picture these players when they're signing these, when they're signing these deals. Yay, sports.
Yeah.
I'm moist.
Yay, sports.
I always picture these. These are multi-million dollar deals. I mean, these guys are already, when they're signing these deals, they're already multi-million heirs, right?
They already got money.
Yeah, it's no big thing. So I always picture like these, mahogany tables and these dark rooms and stuff that are just, there's all the technology in the world in these rooms where they're signing these contracts. It's just what I picture, something fancy.
Well, I remember Flacco drove through McDonald's after a $60 million contract because he's boring. That's why.
But
still, though, it's become such a use. Money to them is, none of us can imagine that.
And Josh McCown.
What do I want to buy today? What can I do? Just think about it.
Well, and even think of the moment of signing, for instance, Josh McCown, who signed a one-year $10 million deal with the Jets. Now, he's got money. He's 38. He's going to be fine. Yeah. But you're still signing a $10 million contract.
Right.
Like, that would kind of be like, whoa, crap. Like,
you would think
open
so.
Your eyes a little bit. Josh McCown tweeted out a picture of him electronically signing his $10 million contract with the New York Jets while in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Little finger thing?
Yeah.
Did a little finger sign like you do on your credit card at the Target?
Yes. He signed a $10 million contract while he was waiting for food at Chick-fil-A.
Let me get through that. In case
the picture's on Twitter
in case
Facebook.
I choke on some chicken here.
Yeah, let me sign this real quick.
You're choking on chicken or you're choking your chicken?
Either one. Either way, it could be.
One should be done. One shouldn't be done in the drive-thru.
No, they get mad at you.
They get mad.
Isn't that what happened to Jim Bob Cooter?
That's true. Well, you can do it at the beginning of the drive-thru. When you go around and pick it up, they can see you there.
Right. Jim Bob Cooter went to the drive-thru naked, didn't he?
I think so.
I don't think that was him. I think it was another Lions coach.
It was somebody else.
Yeah, because they fired him after that.
It wasn't Cooter, no.
Yeah, they fired that guy.
They fired the naked guy.
I'm implicating the Cooter last night.
Yes, you are.
I just always pictured them being in boardrooms or in their fancy house with papers in front of them.
Let me
this
send
dude was
this
in Chick-fil-A
quick.
With his family on his
quick.
iPhone.
Yep. Hold it.
$10 million.
Well, they said, how much is that going to be? $14.85. Hang on a second. Yeah. I'll sign this contract
Hold
first.
Up. Let me sign this real quick.
So I can pay this.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
It's all electronic now.
Chicken sandwich. Jesus Christ.
So obviously
it's
he
good.
Didn't sign it on a Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't sign on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. No. Fair point there. Oh. I'm trying to think of what to save for tomorrow here.
It's okay. It's 20.
I know. This story's going around right now.
You're going to hear Show Tiger tomorrow. You're going to hear that.
I can't wait.
I know.
Bowling Green State University is looking into a bunch of players, a bunch of their football players who were involved in a brawl.
Is it Bowling Green State or just Bowling Green?
It's Bowling Green State, so yeah. I just read it.
No, I didn't know that.
It is BGSU.
Right. Yeah, that's the first time I think I've ever called that.
Yeah, I never heard that. Yeah. My name is Bowling Green.
Anyways, they have football there, and
they do.
Many of their players apparently went on spring break down
in
Miami
Beach. Yes, they
did. And they got into a brawl, and there's
on the beach.
On the beach.
Who are they fighting?
Just some random crackers or something, just some random people. Don't know much about the details around it.
I don't care. That's Division I AA football. I ain't picking a fight with that team.
No, sir. They're
D1. Either way, they're big boys.
Yes. They're in the MAC, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. No charges were filed at this, but because of the online steam around it, you know, Bowling Green's looking into it, you know, and they may do something to these athletes. But to me, it was immediately like a thing, like, okay,
just when drunk guys, college guys on a beach.
Yeah, just college guys on a beach. Now, how the guys at Bowling Green, Ohio, you know, if they're struggling for pizza money, how are they going to stay in Miami?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't go the cheap route for spring break.
A lot of parents pay for their kids to go to spring break, so who knows, you know?
I don't know.
I usually manage to scrape up a little money to take a spring break.
To Miami?
Not throughout college, though. Did Daytona Beach one year.
Daytona Beach was the big place when we were that age, right? I was in Daytona for college once, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, but, you know, we drove down 24 hours, no money, you know. You bought a case of beer. You did what you had to do.
Sure.
And nobody had any cash, for sure.
Yeah. At Arizona State, you really didn't have to do spring break because
you were living it.
You lived it, bragger. Thank you, Petey.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit. The podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The Pod Kit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro while being backed by a one-year warranty with a U.S.-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo Pod Kit and let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.